Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 704 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. Vice Admiral Oleksiy Neyishpapa, commander of the Ukrainian Navy, believes that Ukraine would have won the war sooner if it could strike Russia with weapons that the West supplied, reports Unian. He is confident that the war would have played out totally different if Ukraine had such a right. Currently, the Western weapons are provided to Ukraine on the condition that it won't be used on the Russian territory. The Vice Admiral also pointed out that the war against Russia at sea has two goals: to prevent the Russian fleet from attacking Ukraine and to ensure the access of ships to Ukrainian ports. He emphasized that it is important for Ukraine to have such military capabilities that Russia will give up the idea of even looking in its direction. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky released his income declarations for 2021 and 2022, reports Radio Liberty. According to the document, his income has decreased from 10.8 million hryvnias, or $285,000, in 2021 to 3.7 million hryvnias, which is $97,700 in 2022. In 2021, his family's income mainly consisted of salaries, bank interest, and income from renting out real estate. He also sold domestic government bonds worth over 5 million hryvnia. The income of the president's family in 2021 decreased by 11.9 million hryvnias, about 314,000 compared to 2020. The income of the president's family in 2021 decreased by 11.9 million hryvnias, about $314,000 compared to 2020. Their cash balance also decreased in 2021. The income of the president's family in 2022 decreased due to the temporary termination of lease agreements on the territory of Ukraine as a result of the beginning of Russia's full-scale aggression. The Zelensky's family cash balance at the end of 2022 decreased by nearly 1.8 million hryvnia, which is $47,500. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the apps where you are listening to this podcast: Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This really helps more people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. The Greek government has instructed the responsible agencies to prepare a military aid package for Ukraine, which will include weapons and equipment no longer in use by the Greek armed forces, reports European Pravda. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken asked Greece to give the weapons to Ukraine in a letter to the Greek Prime Minister. Blinken's letter said that in return, the US will prioritize providing the Greek Air Force with KC-135 military transport aircraft, which will increase the operational capabilities of the Greek fighter jet fleet, thus enabling Greece to sell or donate to Ukraine equipment that is not needed by its armed forces. The US agreed to provide funding of up to $200 million for this. Greece currently has at its disposal Soviet air defense systems such as Tor, OSA, S-300 and Zu-23-2 anti-aircraft systems that are no longer in use. It is not yet known which of these will be transferred to Ukraine. The Financial Times writes that the European Union is developing a plan to undermine Hungary's economy if Budapest refuses to agree on the allocation of a new aid package worth 50 billion euros to Ukraine, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to an internal EU document, Brussels is going to collapse the exchange rate of the Hungarian currency forint and reduce the investment attractiveness of Hungary in order to harm jobs and growth of the country's economy. It is noted that if Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban does not make concessions, the EU leadership may publicly announce the complete cessation of funding to Budapest, with the intention of scare the markets. Hungarian Minister of EU Affairs Janos Boka said that he had not heard of these threats. He added that Budapest does not give in to pressure and will continue to participate constructively in the negotiations. The official noted that Hungary sent a new proposal to Brussels, giving preliminary consent to the use of funds from the EU budget to provide assistance to Ukraine, If the European Union meets Budapest and adds a clause on the possibility of changing its decisions in the future. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.